spirit of the Lord shall rest in him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his eyes hear, what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth, and with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. And this is from Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing door and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Welcome to the second of four sermons dedicated to Advent entitled, "Are You Ready?" Before we hear this morning's message, let us listen to this song, recorded in 1965 by Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, and remade many times over, notably by Aretha Franklin. Janushka, I know you're a big fan of hers, and Bob Dylan, just a name too. But the version we will listen to and watch this morning is by Rod Stewart with Jeff Beck on guitar. I first heard this song when it was played live in the sanctuary during my ordination in 1999, and it was played by a close friend of mine who is a blues guitarist. As with our REM song last week, we can better interpret what the song speaks to us this Advent by learning more of its context. Curtis Mayfield wrote and sang this song after Martin Luther King's speech, which was the culmination of the famous March on Washington in August of 1963. If you recall from our sermon series earlier this year, our own dear Reverend Dr. Alan Vandermeulen attended this march on our behalf. The song, "People Get Ready," also followed in the aftermath of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama, killing 4 little girls. And it also followed the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Those were tumultuous times, as ours are. For we worship during a time when our country is horribly polarized. And as we enter for the 3rd time in our nation's history, when we contemplate holding an impeachment trial of a president. One commentator said of the song's lyrics, quote, "The train that is coming in the song speaks to a chance of redemption. The long sought chance to rise above racism, to stand apart from despair and any desire for retaliation, an end to the cycle of pain," unquote. This video is, I think, powerful for us as a congregation as well, as the train reminds us of the terrific struggle undergone by the Everett, Vos, and Grobe families as we all cope with Michael's prognosis. Some weeks ago, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Dart? The Make-A-Wish Foundation sponsored a family and friends trip on a train in Bellows Falls. Through this video, I pray our congregation accepts the invitation again to accompany Michael on our really collective journey towards reuniting with the God who created us all. People get ready. Like the mid-1960s and our own time, carries a sort of oxymoronic alchemy of anxiety and hope. I chose this song to share with you this week because the Advent season is really quite pregnant with the struggle for peace in the midst of anxiety. Maybe if we just play the song.
People get ready for trouble.
deprive the poor of their rights, and withhold justice from the oppressed, from the aliens. In our scripture, Isaiah envisions how a new ruler will establish a world when the wolf and the goat and the lion and the lamb will lie down together. And notice how the animal kingdom, the environment, and one might even include the climate are all in need of salvation and are thus part of God's salvific plan. Quote, at the same time, God will hold all people and nations accountable for the ways they treat the poorest and the neediest among them. So says the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 11 points to the opportunity for renewal that arises when those who govern will judge the needy with righteousness and will give decisions for the poor of the earth. Today, we hope for a time when all wars will cease and when Republicans and Democrats, the richest 1%, and the poorest 99% may live and work together toward the needs of our nation and neighbors. Friends, Advent envisions a future when, as Curtis Mayfield articulated, the nation's rulers will, quote, have pity on those whose chances are thinner, unquote. Our reading from the Second Testament speaks about a concept perhaps not preached on enough in liberal or progressive churches and pulpits. Repentance. Mayfield reminds us in his song that, quote, there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all humankind just to save his or her own, unquote. Perhaps progressive theologians like me avoid themes of sin and repentance because they sort of seem judgmental. Well, repentance is not judgmental when it includes me before it includes others. I have tried in my preaching and teaching to admit to you when I fall short, because John the Baptist and Jesus vomit their worst venom to hypocrites. I am in ministry, not necessarily because I am a role model. Rather, I am in ministry in part to surround myself with Christians with whom I wish to emulate. And there are saints in this church whose faithfulness far greater than mine inspires me. This Advent, be reminded by this progressive minister that repentance is necessary for all of us. To ignore, to neglect, or to deny this truth is to deny the gospel. And that actually is the point. True repentance is actually good news. To those who demonstrate it, and to those who hear it, true repentance is good news. To those who demonstrate it, and to those who hear it, repentance is so freeing. It actually feels good to say, I'm sorry. to one another and to God. And there is no shame in repentance. There is only liberation. There is no humiliation in repentance. There is only correction, wisdom, and fulfillment that accompanies it. We all need to practice repentance, and we all can benefit from repentance. It is like our song by Curtis Mayfield says, you don't need no baggage. You just get on board. Friends, this Advent, may the hope erupting forth from Jesse's stump give us courage to heed the Baptist's call to be humble and repent. And this Advent, we are asking one another, are you ready? The prophets tell us for what? A new age of justice. And the Baptist tells us how to repent. So I conclude, people, get ready. This was the word of God, and it was preached to the people of God, and the people of God responded.
Amen. Amen.